where are the exits is a question a lot of commentators ask when they talk about the African tech ecosystem. While funding news has hogged the headlines in the last few years, the real marker of success for the ecosystem will essentially be successful exits. This is the Tech About Weekly, a roundup of some of the more interesting things that are happening on the tech scene in Africa every week. We'll have conversation about all the important things you always bookmark, but you sometimes forget to go back to. We know you know it's important, and you feel a little guilty about forgetting to check sometimes, so we're putting on our capes and we're being your superheroes every week. In the last couple of weeks, we've seen two big exits that journalists and observers are calling watershed moments for the ecosystem. At the end of June, MFS Africa announced the acquisition of Bayonic, the Ugandan-based digital payments company. Bayonic's last-mile digital payments framework is intra-country. It covers Ghana, Uganda, Rwanda, Kenya, and Tanzania. It's primarily built for easy mobile payments for corporates, startups, as well as SMEs. Some of Bayonic's clients include Safe Border, as well as Absa, the South African bank. While the terms of the acquisition are not public, Bayonic's CEO Karina Rumberger told Tech About that it represents a 4-5x exit for their investors. At the time of the acquisition, Tech About's Alexander Onukwe wrote, "This deal is the second major announcement of an acquisition this year, after Paga's assimilation of Apostates. It is possible that we may see more in the second half of the year." Alexander has been proven to be bang on the money. Last week, the biggest headline was the acquisition of the Kenyan-grown fintech startup DPO Group by Network International for $288 million. DPO was founded in 2006 after the company's co-founder and CEO Aaron Feinstein was approached by a Kenyan airline to build software for processing online bookings and credit payments for overseas visitors. It was at a time when only a handful of African companies offered online payments. From those humble beginnings, DPO has expanded to 19 countries while processing transactions worth $2 billion annually. Their presence across 19 African countries is pretty important. It's why the company can offer Uber an automated solution through which it invoices its drivers and collects commissions via mobile money payments in multiple countries. DPO also works with mobile money providers like Tigo, Pesa, and MTN to support mobile payments. DPO had revenues of $16 million in 2019 and currently has over 47,000 merchants. These are probably some of the considerations for Network International, which is the leading enabler of digital commerce across the Middle East and Africa, and it will use this acquisition to increase its African footprint. Network International says Africa is expected to represent 40% of its total revenue by 2024, up from 27% in 2019. Network International isn't the only company that is getting us talking about the numbers this week. Airtel Africa recently released its financial report for the period between April to June 2020. In what was a difficult quarter because of the global COVID-19 pandemic, the company's revenue dropped 5.3% quarter-on-quarter. The decline was driven by a big drop in revenues from voice. Voice revenues stood at $456 million at the end of the quarter, down from $510 million in March. The drop in voice revenues are far from accidental. Instead, it kind of points to Airtel Africa's recent strategy to double down on data services. Airtel's data subscribers grew from 35.4 million in March 2020 to 37 million in June 2020. This led to a 5.5% data revenue growth from $253 million to $267 million within the same period. Despite the fact that Airtel only launched its 4G broadband in Nigeria in 2018, the telco even said that 70% of its total network sites in the country have been upgraded to 4G. It has also expanded its 4G coverage to 68% of sites in its East African market and 58% of sites in its Francophone African market. Away from these figures, how did investors react to these results? Airtel Africa closed trading for Wednesday, July 29, 2020 at 348 Naira per share and with a market capitalization of 1.33 trillion Naira on the Nigerian Stock Exchange, and on the London Stock Exchange closed trading at £55 per share with a market capitalization of £2 billion. On the stock market, there's even some more interesting news, especially for Jumia shareholders. While Jumia was once the toast of the tech ecosystem and its IPO listing was received with some excitement, a sharp drop in its share prices saw it nosedive to about $3.95 per share in May 14. While it was once heralded as a unicorn, it saw like a big low in May 14, and Jumia's market capitalization at the time was a modest $309 million. But the company's shares are seeing a recent volatility, with share prices closing at $12.67 last week. Jumia's shares traded as high as $13.50 and as low as $11.15 in the last trading day. It means that the company's market capitalization is now just a little over $900 million, and unicorn status suddenly seems just a touch away again. But there's no immediate explanation for the sudden optimism around Jumia stock. But in Q1, the company's losses slowed for the first time in six consecutive quarters, despite pandemic supply chain challenges. The company is also talking tough on how it intends to chart its way to profitability. But one sign that it will be walking the talk will come on August 12, when the company will publish its earnings report for the second quarter of 2020. When Q2 earnings are published, you can be sure that we'll tell you all the most important things about it and bring you the news. For now, that's a wrap on this week's biggest news. Thank you to everyone who's joined us this week, as well as the TC team for contributing and putting this together. Please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast and on your local radio. Don't forget to visit our website, www.techcabal.com. That's T-E-C-H-C-A-B-A-L, for deep dives on all things technology in Africa. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, as well as Instagram. Follow us, be sure to say hi, and give us your feedback on your general thoughts on this episode.